Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Eid al-Fitr Mubarak. Whether it is the first, the first day of Eid for you or the second day, in regards to different countries. So, on this joyous occasion, I extend heartfelt congratulations to all Muslims worldwide. May this day mark the beginning of a new chapter of blessings, growth, and divine favor in your lives. Today I want to reflect on the deeper meaning of Eid al-Fitr, drawing from the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Ridha alayhi salam. These insights remind us that Eid is not only a festive day, but a profound spiritual moment. Imam Ridha alayhi salam explains the significance of Eid beautifully. He says, Eid al-Fitr was established as a day for Muslims to come together in an open space and glorify Allah for the blessings He has granted them. So what blessings can you find more than in the month of Ramadan? This highlights that Eid is a day of unity and gratitude, the celebration of the divine mercy showered upon us during the month of Ramadan. So we can celebrate it together, attend congregational Eid prayers to foster a sense of community and connection, and glorify Allah. Begin your day with takbir and tasbih, acknowledging Allah's countless blessings, inshallah. Imam Ali alayhi salam also, in his Eid sermon, compared Eid al-Fitr to the Day of Judgment. Interesting, huh? So he says this is a day when the righteous are rewarded. This is a day when the righteous are rewarded, exactly like the Day of Judgment, and the wrongdoers are in loss. It is most similar to the Day of Judgment or Day of Resurrection, when you leave your homes for the prayer ground. Remember your emergence from the graves to meet your Lord. Remember your emergence from the graves to meet your Lord when you leave your homes for the prayer ground. When you stand in prayer, recall standing before Allah on the Day of Judgment. And as you return home, reflect on the return to your eternal abode in paradise or hell. Such a good analogy from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Such profound words. It is not just a conclusion, but a moment to reflect on our ultimate journey and the choices we make moving forward. So let us reflect on accountability. Use this day to review your actions and commit to a path of righteousness and renew intentions. Make sincere du'as for forgiveness and guidance in your future endeavors. So, dear listeners, Eid al-Fitr is a day of gratitude, reflection, and renewal. Let us celebrate with humility, remembering the blessings of Allah and committing to a life of righteousness and unity. Eid Mubarak to you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.